Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Another day, another Met postponement, another Met scandal. Sometimes it just writes itself. Yeah. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
I'm all right. I'm feeling good. I'm excited. I'm happy to be sitting 6 feet away from you.
There you go. Very, very nice. Well, listen, for those of you that are complaining about the Mets being postponed today, their seventh postponement in the first two-plus weeks of the season, it's the weather. Like, what do you want? Like, this is why Positive Craig is so much fun to be with. What is the point of complaining when it's out of everybody's control? Now, when the Mets have Marcus Stroman throw nine pitches,
that's a problem.
In weather that you can't play in, you should complain about it.
Dude, I am glad they postponed this game.
Yeah, when the Mets open up the gates yesterday knowing they're not going to play, you have every right to complain. But when they arrive in Denver in a snowstorm and it's 15 degrees outside, what are you complaining about? They should postpone
the game. I'm happy, man. I don't want the great pitcher, maybe the great pitcher we've seen in the last couple of years, the best pitcher in baseball. I got to tell you, I didn't want him pitching tonight in 30-degree weather and snow.
Wow, boo-hoo-hoo.
No, boo-hoo-hoo.
Like he's fine china.
I'm not saying
it applies to everybody, not just Jacob DeGrom.
No, it doesn't, because I put more with Jacob DeGrom on the mound than if I am getting a spot start out of Joey Lucchese.
There's no reason to think that Jacob DeGrom, he's a man's man. He's
That's
a tough guy.
That's not the point.
He can't pitch at 20 degrees?
Of course he can. He's done it in the postseason. I'm just saying, in the middle of April, when it's snowing in Colorado, I prefer they not play. Plus, here's the other way I look at it. Despite the fact that I don't love seven-inning doubleheaders, Saturday's going to be awesome, man. Yankees during the day, Mets at 5 o'clock. It's a triple header of baseball awesomeness.
Now, I may have missed it. Did they announce the pitching for the doubleheader on Saturday or no?
They haven't, but you'd assume Jacob DeGrom will get one of those games and hopefully go all seven. And then Joey Lucchese in the other game. That would be my
assumption.
Because
Stroman's pitching Sunday, I think, right?
Marcus Stroman is pitching on Sunday. So. But Joey Lucchese and Jacob DeGrom is like your perfect combo for a doubleheader, because hopefully Jake gives you full seven. And then even if you only get three or four out of Joey Lucchese, you're not asking that much out of your bullpen.
Meanwhile, the Yankees play Tampa tonight. It's April. Is it a big series? It's April. But yes. Yo, considering the 2-4 road trip, it is kind of significant. Try to get the bats cracking again. But I do want to address the issue that's out there regarding the New York Mets and this report that's in The Athletic, et cetera, et cetera. And, the fact that the claim is now that two of the marketing executives may or may not have been mistreating women in the workplace, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? No, I'm kind of I'm divided on it. Let me just say that. For one, to me, it's got nothing at all to do with the New York Mets baseball team. But on the other hand, it is everything to do with the New York Mets baseball team, because they are a business. People work for this business. And there is now multiple allegations of a uncomfortable, if not unsafe, working environment from the field up for women who either work for the Mets or who cover the Mets. Fair to say?
Yes.
All right. One of the names that's put out there today, who's the marketing director, left in 2018, came back in 2020, is a guy named David Newman. And I'm not going to say his name often on this show because you don't know who he is, and I guess his name is irrelevant. I've known him off and on since I started here at WFAN in 2007. So the better part of 14 years. And I can just tell you that my experience with David is nothing but above board and professional. And I never saw any inkling, not that I'm there every day, because I'm not. I don't work for the Mets. I was not in their business offices, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. But I will say that my personal experience with him was always amazing and above board and professional. And my thought was that he was always a phenomenal representation of the New York Met organization. Now, I can't speak to these allegations because I wasn't there. I don't know. But I will say that a man's reputation is being besmirched, and I'm not suggesting these women are lying. I don't know. But I will tell you the fact that I know the guy. It is completely out of left field that the guy that I know, who I did, I had a lot of experience with, in person, on the phone, email, games, events, would ever do the things that he's accused of doing and that he denies doing. And I thought it was important that that gets out there.
Well, I mean, you could say that, but you also didn't work for him.
No, I did not.
So we don't know. I mean, it's like any one of these cases, we don't know. I don't know the guy very well. He has denied it in his defense, like you said.
Yeah, so why is he guilty?
Well, I think the question is, because I read this whole article, all 18 pages of it, and the biggest thing I took out of it was Sandy Alderson's decision to bring him back.
Yeah.
Because every scandal we've talked about with the Mets can easily be defined under the Jeff Wilpon umbrella. It's a past administration. It's a past Mets team. Now they're run by Steve Cohen. Everything can be different. And Steve Cohen has said he's tried to clean everything up. And that's been consistent until, in this article, Sandy Alderson decided to bring this guy back. And when he was bringing him back, there were a few employees who complained to Sandy, which you appreciate. They were honest about it, saying, what are you doing? Why are you bringing this guy back? And Sandy ultimately made the decision to bring him back. That is the one thing from this story that, to me, is relevant about the New York Mets today. Because what they've done in the past is bad, and it's embarrassing, and hopefully it's gone,
right?
There's new ownership in town. Sure, Steve Cohen has his own questions from his past, but that was the only thing where you can fairly ask the question, why'd you bring the guy back? Now, if Sandy believes him that he did nothing wrong, okay. But Sandy also said he believes in second chances, which is great. I believe in second chances.
Clearly I do.
Okay, we all do.
Yeah.
But why would he be giving a second chance to somebody that did nothing wrong? Yeah, he said he didn't do anything wrong.
And
so
again,
what's the second
does
chance?
Does it have anything to do with the Mets playing the Rockies? No, it's got nothing to do with the New York Mets on the field. It doesn't. But it is a part of the organization. And because it is a public trust, as we talk about so much, you know, the reality is that the Mets are not going to have to answer questions about it.
Yeah, sure. You know, Sandy's got to answer questions, Greg. That's the person who has to answer questions, Sandy Alderson, because Sandy's got links to the past. So as much as I talk about it's a new beginning in Metland, Steve Cohen owns the team, hopefully everything can be different, the one constant is that he made the decision to bring Sandy Alderson back. So some of those things from the past is linked to a guy who's here today.
Right. The biggest problem is that every one of these off-field stories of this particular offseason, Sandy is connected to.
Right.
Hiring Jared Porter, Mickey Callaway, and now the hitting coach, whose name escapes me right now, and now this situation with a couple guys. Again, they were in the marketing department.
Right.
All right? They were in the marketing department. When Sandy first came here, they were already here.
Well, look, you hit on something that's very, very important.
What makes Sandy Alderson out to be the worst guy in the
world? No. You hit on something very important. I want to say this delicately so it doesn't come across like I'm a complete douche, but I want to be real about it. These accusations are very serious. We should all care about them. With that said, most Met fans are thinking about Jacob DeGrom in Colorado, about Luis Rojas' managing, about the Mets playing a baseball game, and if they are going to play any baseball games, considering all the postponements. So you can compartmentalize both and say, of course I care. Of course I wanted people treated equally.
I don't think Met fans do care.
But what I really care about, because think about it, when KFC put out a tweet yesterday from Barstool, that is, Kevin Clancy, about, there may be a Met scandal brewing.
Yeah.
Why don't we all be honest about what Met fans were fearing? They were fearing something that was going to impact the team on the field. That's the reality. And again, it doesn't mean this stuff doesn't matter. What it means is most Met fans thought was, oh, my God, does this involve Steve Cohen? Does this involve somebody? Am I wrong about that?
No, I got to be honest. I don't think Met fans care.
No, they cared. When they heard there was a scandal, they were concerned something was going to impact the team.
Now that you know what the scandal is.
Yes.
I don't think Met fans care.
No, I agree with you.
I really don't. I don't. I'm not saying they should or shouldn't. It's an important issue. But I think if you're a guy that walks around all weekend in your Jacob deGrom jersey and your Marcus Stroman cleats and you love the New York Mets and you're thrilled with the start and you can't wait for them to play a doubleheader on Saturday, I don't think you care. I really don't. And I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. You got to make up your mind on that one.
Look, I think.
But I will say this. I think this is what Met fans do care about. Because I don't think they care about this particular story. And you're the only diehard Met fan that's looking at me right now. Big Mac's a Yankee fan, and Tommy doesn't even like sports, okay?
Right.
Here's the deal.
I'll tell you what I care about.
I'm going to tell you right now what you care
what
about.
What do I care
I'm
about?
I'm going to tell you what you care
Why
about.
Why don't you tell me what I care about?
I think I speak for all Met fans when I say this. If you allow me just to get back on the horse.
No, you're not getting to speak for Met fans. No. You're directing it at me, and then I'll confirm whether you're right or wrong.
I'm going to speak for all of you right now.
No, you're not.
And I think we're all going to be in lockstep on this one.
We'll see.
As Met fans.
We'll see.
So just for a brief moment, I'm going to revert back to being a Met fan. I'm going to speak for all of you.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say. You're tired. You're so tired of every time there's some kind of off-field scandal involving a New York franchise that it's the Mets. You'd rather the scandal be the Knicks, the Yankees,
anybody else.
The Nets.
Yeah, sure.
Hell, you could make hockey relevant if you wanted to right now. As Met fans, you're tired of it always being you.
Craig.
Thank you.
You're spot on.
I know.
Like, and I'll tell you another reason that adds to it. This is my favorite time of year. Fall's pretty much up there, too. Baseball is still new. You know what I mean? Like, it's back. It's fresh. You're watching your team play. You're watching your jersey on the field. Yankee fans, too. And so it's about baseball and other stuff, too. Hockey, basketball. I'm going to the Net game tonight. I'm pumped up. All that. And so, yeah, the last thing you want to think about, I hate to say this, is the real world. Because the real world is a sad place sometimes. Like, in all seriousness, there was a shooting in Indianapolis the other day. It sucks. It's depressing. It's awful, dude. We all know that. But what's great about sports, it's like a candy land. Even when we're upset about Luis Rojas taking Jacob deGrom out too early. And so, yeah, I think the focus of the Met fan doesn't mean we want the organization to be run in a trash way. No one's suggesting that. No one's suggesting it doesn't matter. We want every business to be run fairly, for women to be treated fairly in the workplace. Come on. But yes, you are right that the Met fan today is thinking about Jake in Colorado in a doubleheader against the Rockies.
That's exactly right.
You're right.
That's it.
You're right.
And we all saw the video of them getting off the plane and all that stuff in a snowstorm.
Well,
yeah.
Did you also see that Noah Syndergaard, shirtless on the beach, tweeted out a video giving out his cell phone number? And guess who texted him? This guy.
Ugh.
I said,
you fell for that old guy?
I said, hey, Noah, I'm a big fan. I'd love to join the book club because he's starting a book club.
So you decided that your first foray into texting a Fergazi Noah Syndergaard phone number was to kiss his ass?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan of the team I met. Not really him.
You didn't say that. Read exactly what you wrote, Ev.
I said, hey, Noah, big fan.
Big fan.
Oh, I didn't specify what I'm a big fan of.
Big fan of you and your big muscles on the beach.
I mean, he looked good.
Yeah. And then, I want to join your book club.
Craig, do I read?
Can I please?
I read.
Can I? Oh, Noah, can I? can I please join your book club? You're so sexy.
He wrote me back. Do you want to hear it?
No, he didn't write you
back. Do you want to hear what he wrote?
Thank you so much for reaching out to me. Blah, blah, blah.
You don't know what he wrote?
I'm sure it's a stock response. Hold on. Give me the number.
No. I texted
him. Yeah, give me the number.
I'm not giving you his number.
I guarantee you, if I wrote FU, I get the same exact response.
You're going to write FU to it?
Yeah.
Should I give the number on the air? Is that okay? I mean, he did tweet it out.
Hold on. I'm going to tweet. What's the number?
817. 953-2575.
Okay.
What are you going to write?
I'm going to write, you're ugly. Okay?
You think you're going to get the same response?
Same exact response.
All right, let's see.
You're ugly.
You're ugly.
All right.
You should have went with the FU. I mean, it is FU,
okay.
FSU Friday.
I already got a response.
What do you write?
Hey, it's Noah.
Damn it.
Thanks for keeping me company while I have FOMO down in Florida.
Damn it.
Yeah. What did you get, Ev?
Hey, it's Noah. Thanks for keeping me company while I have FOMO down in Florida. Make sure you click the link and add yourself to my phone so I can respond to you.
Yeah.
Wait a second. He's going to respond.
No, he's not going to respond.
All you've got to do is click the link.
Yeah.
And he's going to respond.
Click the link. They'll be in your bank account in about 37 seconds. Click the link. Johnny, come in. I mean, where were you born yesterday?
I wanted to text Noah. I wanted to see what was up.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll see what's going up, Noah.
Yeah, you see what's up. He's full of himself. He's out of control.
He's out of control.
Yeah. I will say this, real quick, just to wrap up. I will take your calls on the Mets stuff, of course, throughout the day today. Is Sandy Alderson's job in trouble?
In my opinion?
Like, if you're Steve Cohen, first you had Jared Porter, then you had Mickey Callaway, then you had, can you guys remind me the guy's name, the hidden guy? I apologize for not remembering his name. And now you got the marketing guys, who, again, those guys were here before Sandy was here the first time.
No, I think the one question Sandy has to answer, this is how I would do it if I'm Steve Cohen, to answer that question, right? I would ask Sandy, why did you bring back?
Ryan Ellis is the other guy. Thank you.
Why did you bring back, David Newman is his name? Why'd you bring him back? There have been complaints against him upon you bringing him back. Take me through your thought process. And I think before I'm deciding about anything, if I'm the owner of the team, because I assume, Craig, Steve Cohen did not have a big part in that hire. Cohen seems like the kind of guy who says, I hired Sandy, go do your thing. Like, yeah. I trust you to make these decisions. And I think that's the big thing he's got to explain. Tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, I read the whole article. I've seen everything that's gone on with the Met organization and things that involve people that are no longer there. And obviously, this is the question for Sandy. And if I'm Steve Cohen, I talk to him about it. And I say, take me through the process.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, good and bad, by the way, we don't know everything. We know what was reported. And I'm not saying the reporting is inaccurate or bad, but there may be other things we don't know.
Let me say that. I think the reporting is accurate. Doesn't mean the story's legitimate.
Right. But it also means there may be more information we're not aware of. So to answer your question, and I know it's a boring answer, but it's the truth. If I'm Steve Cohen, I'm talking to Sandy about the decision and just trying to find out more.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Since the Mets only play one game a week these days, or maybe two games a week, they've had seven cancellations in 16 days.
It's crazy. And look, the only
one... But you're
one...
so happy about it.
Why am I happy about it?
Because you came here all chipper. Hey, well, guess what? They're not going to make DeGrom pitch in a snowstorm. Hey, I get to go to the Brooklyn Net game, and I'm not going to have to be worried about missing the Mets.
No. Yeah. This was all a part of my
Chipper
plan.
Jones over
see,
there.
See, I look ahead, all right? I see what's going on in the world. So I was on my exclusive weather meteorologist, the Weather Channel app, and I saw the weather in Denver. And you know what I said?
What?
I said, look, just DVRing a Yankee game ain't too bad. I'm going to go to the Nets game on Friday night because there's no way the Mets are going to play. So sometimes it's really satisfying to see a plan come together. Mets get banged out, which they should. Baseball in the snow doesn't make sense. As cool as that Miguel Cabrera home run was. We get a doubleheader tomorrow. I get to see KD in person tonight because he is playing, by the way. The Knicks start at 9:30. I'll have the Yankees on DVR. This is like a euphoric sports Friday night.
Yeah, and
let's go.
See, it's very, very selfish.
What do you mean
I said
selfish?
That about you. You're
Why is that selfish?
Selfish?
I planned it out.
So you're going to go to the Nets game tonight and bring a iPad with you to watch the Yankees?
No, I'm going to DVR the Yankees. I want a clean DVR.
Got it. What if the Nets were playing? What would you have done?
I wouldn't have gone. That was the whole point.
Got it.
Because it was too much to DVR.
Too much.
So if I just have the Yankees on, and here's where you're wrong, by the way. All right? And I'm not one to take a series and make it a bigger deal. Here's why this series is significant.
Talking twofold. About the Yankee series?
The Yankee series. Yeah. It's twofold. Number one, the Tampa Bay Rays aren't that good. I'll say it again. They just got beat up by the Rangers three straight games. No, I've been saying it before.
Yeah.
Do you know how many straight consecutive series the Yankees have lost to Tampa Bay?
How many?
The last one in 2019.
Yeah.
Three last year.
Right.
One in the postseason, one this year.
Six. Six consecutive series losses to the no-good Rays.
Enough. And that's why this series is significant. Not from a standings perspective, not from, oh my God, it's April, but from a, if you're a Yankee fan, you're sick and tired of losing to a team that I know they won the pennant last year. They're not that good. And that's a part of why this is significant.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like the way you broke that down.
Thank you.
Very well done, you selfish bastard. Here's Matt in Garden City on The Fan. Matt, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing good, Craig. How are you, man?
Doing good.
Look, obviously Sandy is good with the baseball stuff, but you know, I don't know if you read the article, but some of the quotes in that article are pretty brutal and kind of tone deaf. I think it's pretty bad look for the Mets. I know Evan kind of gave his take on it before the break. I just wanted to see what you were thinking. Is it going to end in?
Yeah, I think they're if you're the owner, and yes, you have tremendous respect for Sandy Alderson. You know, 70-year-old guy, U.S. Army veteran, baseball for 30 years, etc. You give him as much rope as you can. But there does come a point where if every single bad hire ultimately comes back to Sandy Alderson, there does come a point when you have to say as the owner, what am I doing?
Do I trust him? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Sandy Alderson, you know, the question really is, are you able to properly or emotionally divide his baseball expertise in building a franchise that hopefully will win a World Series versus his human resource capabilities as the president
right.
of your organization?
Because Craigie's not the GM anymore.
That's right.
He has a bigger role than that expands beyond building a roster. And he was
he wanted that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Here's the quote, by the way, because our last caller referred to it.
Pardon me just for one sec.
Yeah.
Sandy Alderson, when he came back, the only reason he said the only way he would take the job when they first brought him back, just to be clear, was that he had his fingers on every aspect of the business of the New York Mets, not just baseball decisions.
No, you're right.
And they're two very different things.
Absolutely. Here's the quote Sandy had that our last caller referred to as tone deaf, and is certainly controversial. Let me try to make a point as strongly as I can, okay. Sounds like Mike for a second.
Okay.
Not every instance involving men, women in the workplace is a capital offense, okay? Every time something happens, it doesn't mean somebody has to be fired, Alderson said. There are a lot of immediate steps that can be taken, and we've done that in a variety of different cases and have included capital punishment as a consequence in some cases, but not every case rises to the level of execution.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that's what honestly I think is happening with these articles. People are getting executed, including women, by the way, for reasons that are unjustifiable. That's the quote from Sam.
I happen to agree with that quote 100%. You know, not every case is Jared Porter.
Right.
Not every case is Mickey Callaway.
No, he's got to answer right? for bringing David Newman back, who I know most people don't care about, but that, everything I've read about Sandy from the last few articles, that's the one that's connected to this ownership.
Yeah, so he's saying, listen, the guy left at 18. He reapplied to come back in fall of 2020. Guy's got 30 years experience in the business. You know, I thought he deserved the second chance to come back and work for the Mets.
But he didn't. But here's the problem with that. What second chance? He left on his own, never said he did anything wrong, denies all the accusations. There were employees who said, hey, he's toxic,
right.
And Sandy brought him back. So what do you mean second chance?
Well,
what do you
mean? Maybe mean like a second run here.
Okay.
I don't want to nitpick words, but I don't know.
But there's been no acknowledgement of him making mistakes.
Right.
That's part of the issue if I'm Steve Cohen I have
but
to address with Sandy.
Here's the issue to me. And I feel strongly about it. I think what Sandy Alderson said there is accurate. Every time someone makes an accusation against somebody, why is it that the person that's being accused of something, that the immediate and only acceptable answer is fire him?
Right. No, I agree with that.
He's right about that.
He is right about that.
Now, they have fired a guy when they thought the behavior warranted it. And the behavior wasn't even when as a Met employee.
Right.
Meaning Jared
but
Porter.
But that's why the Newman thing is really the story in this, because there are employees who complained about, and he's denied it, by the way, which is important because I don't know what the hell happened. He left on his own. Sandy rehired him. And as he's about to rehire him, there were complaints about bringing him back.
I guess one or two people went to Sandy and said, you can't hire that
guy
back.
Correct.
But part of the accusations against him was that he was a micromanager. That he was a tough boss to work for.
Yeah, some of the accusations you can kind of say, what does that even mean?
I'll give you an example. Let's say, I don't know, it's a bad example, but I got to use it because it's in our wheelhouse. We all know that Mark is leaving. Our boss, since we've all been here, right?
Right.
Let's say a year and a half from now, they decide they're bringing him back.
Right.
And Moose and Maggie decide as the midday show here, He's been on our asses the whole time we've been here. And they go to the bosses and go, please don't bring him back.
Well, here's why the analogy sucks. No offense.
It's a terrific analogy.
There are specific allegations against him in the way he treated women in the workplace.
Yes, I guess that's true.
Like, because here's where you're right. There's one thing that was written in this article about how he didn't like when employees chewed gum. Who the hell cares? Like, to me, that doesn't matter. That's not a big deal. And if that's what his thing was, great, whatever. But there are other accusations where you would agree, everyone would agree, you can't do that in a workplace.
Right, but so maybe he was a hard ass to his employees.
Yes.
And they resented him.
Right,
what do you mean I can't chew bazooka gum?
That's why that being...
How about double bubble?
Double bubble was okay.
Okay.
That's why that in the story makes no sense. It's the stuff that matters, like the way he would communicate with women that are more serious accusations.
You've never really had a real job, right?
I mean, I worked as a busboy. Is that not a real job?
Well, all right, so as a busboy.
Yeah.
What if the GM of the restaurant you worked at said, you can't chew gum while you're working at this restaurant?
I would not chew gum.
Like, that doesn't make him a bad guy.
By the way, I got fired from that job because I, quote, talked too much to the patrons.
Yeah, because you're a busboy. Stop talking.
Wow, we were talking. We were having conversations. Guy would have a Yankee hat on. I'd break down Paul O'Neill's at bat from the night before. What do you want from
me? I can't believe you lasted that job more than a couple of weeks.
6 weeks.
I bet.
Made great money there, though.
As a busboy?
As a busboy, yeah.
The waitresses tipped you out well? The waiters tipped you out well?
I can't get into the specifics, but I made good
money
there.
Were you selling your body on the side? Were you giving baseball picks to patrons?
I can't get into it.
What do you mean you can't get into it?
I'd just rather not discuss it.
You're not going to discuss why being a busboy paid so well?
No, it paid so well because the owner would give me cash afterwards. That's all.
No, there's something else going on.
That's it. There's nothing else.
Everyone's gotten paid cash at some point in their lifetime as a kid. Every restaurant job in America pays cash.
I love the job. I just didn't realize I was talking too much. I apologize.
Because a busboy is supposed to be seen and not heard.
Yeah, but I did everything I was supposed to do.
Water?
I took the plates away. Yeah. I offered water. We would just have it. And by the way, if a patron didn't want to talk to me, I'd shut up. But usually we'd engage and we'd break down Paul O'Neill's at bat from the night before.
Would you initiate the conversation?
Sometimes.
Oh, brutal.
Sometimes.
Brutal.
Sometimes I wouldn't, though. I was a very talkative, friendly-looking person.
And you're an affable guy.
I'm an affable guy. I'm taking the water.
So
I'm giving them water.
So you come over to fill the water up and go, you believe O'Neill struck out last night?
Yes.
Right, the guy had a Yankee hat on.
I made a Yankee hat on. I referred to it.
And the guy would be like, are you talking to me? Are you the bus boy? Give me some more bread.
Can you believe Ewing missed those free throws late?
This.
Crazy, man.
Were you good at balancing plates on your arm?
I was not, bro.
So when you came to clear the plates off the table.
Took a while.
Would you stack them?
No, I would do like two.
Or you take like two at a time?
Two at a time and then try to get back quickly.
Oh, that's brutal.
I wasn't very good at it. I thought I was good at
it.
They didn't
teach you the up the arm stack?
That aspect I wasn't. What I was good at was saying, hey, do you want water? Like, and I'd be very serviceable, as some would say.
Got it.
But the stacking of the plates, not my strength.
No good, right?
No.
Hey, Tommy, can you go get me a bunch of those plates we have from either the cake or the pizza? I want to see how many. I know they're plastic, but you're getting. No, even better. Tommy, go into the kitchen, please. There are
Your first instinct was better there because when you break those plates, that's an email.
Go into the kitchen, please. Yeah. In the dishwasher
upper management
there.
Is going to get annoyed.
There are white ceramic plates.
I don't think there are.
There are. I've seen them.
There are.
Bring all of them in, please.
Sure.
Now, I want to warn you, Craig, because we have a young child. When I go upstairs at night.
You and I do not have any children together.
No. Not yet, at least. When I go upstairs.
No. Not ever.
Well, how do you know? You don't know where our relationship is going to take us.
You and I are not going to have children.
You can't see us adopting a young child together?
No, and I tell you why.
Why?
Because you'd insist on driving.
Yes, I would.
And that's a deal breaker for me.
That's the deal breaker?
Because once in a while, I'd like to get behind the wheel of the car.
Sorry, it's not allowed.
Not all the time. Once in a while.
No, not even once
Let's
in a while.
Let's go get ice cream. I'll drive.
Nope.
Yeah. Sorry. That's a non-starter.
But I've gotten a lot of practice where I will go upstairs with like five milks.
Good.
A bunch of nipples. You know what I mean? Like the nipples
yes,
on them. Okay.
For if you're
Can
feeding
I
an infant. You're
Thank
good.
You. Okay. My dinner, a tea for my wife.
Yes.
Think about all that stuff
Is
I just said.
Is there a whip and a gag ball involved?
I don't like to talk about that.
All right.
So I get all
hey,
that
honey,
stuff.
Hey, honey, good news. I got the nipples. I got the nipples. I'm bringing them upstairs with the chamomile tea you asked for. They were out of orange blossom. So I got the chamomile. I got six nipples. And I got the ball cocks. And I've got for you the gag ball.
And I'm able to carry all of that upstairs. So my skills have been honed over the last few years.
All right.
So I'm just warning you.
How many plates do you think you can balance up your forearm? On the,
on each one?
No, no. They usually just do one, to be fair.
Okay. Four.
Four.
I think I could do four.
But I want to be clear. They're not stacked on top of each other.
No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, probably three. I'm going to go with three.
They come up the arm.
No, I understand.
Big Mac works in the restaurant business. How many do you think you could stack?
I was a waiter for a long time. I can stack a bunch.
I bet you can get six.
I bet I can get six.
He's got bigger arms, though.
Yeah, but it's really not even about that.
What is it about? Tucking it under.
I've seen some guys with, like, bird arms who can get, like, nine.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring those plates in. You got them? Bring them to me, not to Craig.
I was better at just stacking a million things on a tray and put it on my shoulder.
Yeah, the tray's the other way to go.
I carry half the restaurant and silverware.
I got the plates. Here are the sound of it.
Real quick. See how many plates Evan can put up his arm.
All right.
One. Okay, he's at one. Two. You can't use your chin. No, that doesn't count.
Well, I got three.
You got food all over the place.
No, I don't.
Three. Okay. Where's that going? Okay, now you have to walk.
Damn it. Let me try that one more time.
So that counts as zero. Here's the deal. You have to walk from your seat to the door of the studio. That'll be like the kitchen. Okay, he's got three again.
I'm going to do three.
Three. Can you walk to the door of the kitchen holding three plates?
Yeah.
He's on his way. Yeah, easy. That's easy.
You want me to try a fourth?
The problem is that that last plate is up against your shirt.
Why is that? And why is that against?
Because you're gonna have food everywhere.
How am I physically supposed to get more plates on this?
Yeah, you do a tuck.
You gotta you gotta flatten your hand and just trust your fingertips are strong enough.
Flatten your left hand out.
You gotta flatten it and trust that your fingertips are strong enough.
Flatten out the hand.
That
yes. Even further. There you
further
go.
On the tips.
There you go.
Come in under. Come in under. There you go, big boy. Now go to four. Go to four. Wait a minute. Go to four. No, no, that's not. Where's that going?
Where is
that's not going
go?
Anywhere. Now, please walk to the kitchen door.
My skills haven't been developed.
Well, what a fantastic bar.
It's humbling, man. Wait, C-Mac, I want to see you do it now.
Great busboy you are over there.
Sorry about that.
He'll do it during the break.
All right, fair enough.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Here's Jonah in Long Beach. Jonah, what's good, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Doing great.
What's up?
Recently moved out of the city, still commuting to work. So you guys have been a pleasure to listen
to. There you go.
Home.
Thanks, Cookie. Go ahead.
A couple of things wanted to talk about, and then I'll leave you with a suggestion, Craig.
Okay.
I know you're a creative guru at this
point. I am. That's my title on my business card. Craig Carton, creative guru, WFAN.
Guru.
That's right.
All right. So in terms of the Mets, listen, with Stroman, it's a love-hate relationship, but overall, I love the vibe of this team, what we're seeing. Obviously, Stevie brings a new energy to the building as well. My only real concern as the season goes on is really Diaz, right? I was speaking to Neer on Sunday, and, you know, he was saying how, listen, even the best Mariano have gone through their periods. I don't think it's even a fair comparison to put them in the same conversation. But with Diaz, the worry is, you know, you see it in his
eyes. Here's the worry with Diaz. You've seen him at his worst. That's the worry with Diaz. And he has not built up enough cachet yet with you as a Met fan.
Here's the deal.
For you to feel comfortable with him coming in a one-run
game.
Here's
the key, Jonah.
That's it.
Seth Lugo matters, and they need Seth Lugo back. He changes everything about this bullpen. And look, if Diaz pitches well enough, I'm not suggesting Seth needs to be the closer, but Lugo changes everything about this bullpen and protects you in case Diaz does stink and shows us his worst.
Yeah. By the way, what's suggestion for Mr. Creativity? Because you're killing me.
100% on that, but what I'll leave
Jonah, what's your idea for the station? Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Good.
I love listening to Boomer and Gio in the morning.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a whole other ballgame when Maggie gets on the radio with Mark. We got to flip around the schedule. We got to have an hour crossover between the four of you guys, Boomer, Gio, and the two of you. You all have fun doing it.
Here's what you're saying. What you're saying is that you love the few minutes I spent with the morning guys this morning to wish Boomer a happy 60th. That's really what you're saying. You want more of me. listen, I respect that about you.
Well, what happened? But I missed this morning.
So Boomer's birthday's tomorrow.
Yes, I'm aware.
So they're having a little celebration for his birthday today.
Gotcha.
Because it's Friday.
Yes.
So I showed up.
You were here that early?
Yes, because that's my guy.
Okay.
And I showed up so that I could properly wish him a happy birthday on the air.
Very sweet of you.
Yeah, that's my gift to him.
And I was that really a gift to him?
Yes,
wait
it
a second.
Was.
Your gift to him was just merely coming in an hour early? Did you have a gift? Like an actual gift?
No.
Like
no.
The one I recently bought him?
I told him about your gift.
Did he not like it?
I told him that you embarrassed yourself. He goes, why would Evan get me a gift? I don't even know him. I go, right. And I go, he got you a Messier bobblehead. Why waste $40 on Mark Messier?
And what did he say? He didn't want it?
I mean, Mark Messier couldn't even bring a hockey rink to the Bronx. Yeah. Failure.
Well, hold on. So does he not want the bobblehead?
He don't want it.
Really?
No, he wants it. He loves Mark Messier.
Okay, well, guess what? I didn't get a Mark Messier bobblehead. I got a Mike Richter bobblehead.
Oh,
he doesn't like
Mike Richter.
I took a swerve at the end.
Anyway. So the guy heard me on with them and went great, as it always does. And they're great. We're all just great. Everyone here is great.
Right.
So just more greatness. That's all he wants.
He wants you to go on their show as a daily or weekly spot. Would you be willing to do it?
Of course.
For free.
What? For what?
For free.
Now, Boomer told me a long time ago, your time is worth something.
For free.
Boomer's time is worth something. My time is worth something.
Okay.
That's what Boomer told me.
So you want, like, the fee to come on weekly or daily?
Well, if I go on for, let's just say, a quarter hour.
Right.
And there's 4 quarter hours, and there's 4 hours. So it'd be 1/16.
That's correct.
Of a show.
Good math.
I want 1/16 of whatever Boomer makes.
Which is more than what we make.
It's more than what I make. I can't speak to what your salary is, but I know I've been making you money since I got here. I'm just not making me any money since I got here.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.